Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
Hi, I'm Chris DeRitas, and I'm here with choreographer, actress, director, Debbie Allen. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Chris. Hey.
So how did you approach the exercise?
I was thinking about what music really was impactful to me. One of the most impactful ones was Peter and the Wolf. And it was the first time I really got to see that instruments could become a character. And they could be a voice, you know, for the bird, for the wolf, for the, you know, the hunters, you know, everything. It was incredible. And I used to go to the symphony with my mom when I was little in Houston, Texas. They had something called Music Under the Stars, and we'd sit on a hill and listen to great, great classical music every weekend. So classical music had a great influence on me early on.
Peter and the Wolf. Work of Prokofiev. It's part of Debbie Allen's guest DJ project on KCRW.
Early one morning, Peter opened the gate and went out into the big green meadow.
Music of Sergei Prokofiev. It's Peter and the Wolf. It's part of the guest DJ project of Debbie Allen, who is our guest here at KCRW. I'm Chris DeRitas. So what's up next here on this one?
Well, you know, we really could jump to Aretha Franklin, yeah. Natural Woman. And the reason this song was impactful was because I was like becoming a little woman when that song came out. And it just made us, we were in the dormitory at Howard University, and we were just looking out at the morning rain. I used to feel so uninspired. Those lyrics, and just starting to think about being a woman and being a young girl changing into a woman and what that means. That song, Aretha, it just spoke to every young woman that I knew, to every woman that I knew. It spoke to all of us.
Aretha Franklin's You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman.
Feel like a natural woman. I didn't know just what was wrong with me till your kiss helped me name it. Now I'm no longer doubtful of what I'm living for.
You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. It's part of the guest DJ project here on KCRW. We're listening to the playlist put together by Debbie Allen, who's our guest. I'm Chris DeRitas. Who knew that dance would be such a catapult for you into an incredible career?
It was interesting because as a child, I used to always watch musical films. So I always saw them dancing, but then I saw them acting and singing. You know, I was mesmerized by the Nicholas Brothers and Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers and Shirley Temple. As a kid, you know, those were a lot of movies that were on television on Saturdays.
You know, I watched those too, but I wasn't dancing. But then what was the turning point for you in terms of breaking out of Houston?
Well, the real turning point was in the 60s. There was such a problem with civil rights and segregation. My mother packed us up and moved to Mexico City.
What?
Yep, because I couldn't go to dance class. Everything was segregated, so we moved to Mexico, and that's where we heard a lot of other music and saw a lot of other colors. Diego Rivera murals and the Bellas Artes every Sunday. And so by the time we came back, the civil rights movement had really taken off and things started to change. Marvin Gaye's What's Going On became like an anthem for all people in America because it was just questioning everything, you know, what's going on. Is There a Way to Find Some Love Today? Those lyrics, that music, the most powerful, one of the most powerful songs ever. What's Going On is a big anthem for me.
It's Marvin Gaye's What's Going On from the album of the same name, 1971. It's part of Debbie Allen's guest DJ project, KCRW. '71 work of Marvin Gaye, it's What's Going On. It's part of the Guest DJ Project playlist of Debbie Allen, who's our guest here on KCRW. I'm Chris Tiritas. Where should we go next?
James Ingram. Now, James Ingram, the reason James Ingram is on my list is because James Ingram, first of all, has one of the most dynamic voices, I think, of the century, and has sung some of the greatest songs as well as written some of the most dynamic music. But James Ingram and I met not long after this song, and we entered into a creative, I want to say, marriage. His wife's name is Debbie, too. And we have written like maybe 6 musicals together. And the collaboration between us is like, it's a marriage. It is a creative marriage. So Just Once, which is that incredible song that anyone in a relationship is going to relate to. Can we find a way to work it out? Because in any great relationship that has to have happened where you have to consider, is this working? Is it worth it? Are we going to try again? You know. But that lyric, that song was meaningful to me in my personal relationship. But James Ingram just became so meaningful to me in my life as a creative human being. And I can't say enough about him. I picked this song because it's one of my favorites that he sings.
James Ingram's Just Once. It's part of the Guest DJ Project here on KCRW with our guest, Debbie Allen. Just Once from James Ingram. This is, didn't Quincy Jones produce this?
Yeah, Quincy Jones.
Yeah. It's part of the Guest DJ Project here on KCRW, put together by Debbie Allen, who is our guest. I'm Chris Tiritas. Mm. Now, I know James had done some work with Michael Jackson. Didn't he co-write PYT?
PYT, yeah, pretty young thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, James was involved in that great album that's still one of the all-time bestsellers.
Thriller.
Yeah, forever. And so Michael Jackson, it was hard to pick which Michael Jackson song because his music was influential from Never Can Say Goodbye, ABC, you know, Oh My God, Thriller. I mean, so many songs, Off the Wall. I mean, you could go on and on and on. There's a long list of songs, but this particular song speaks to me. I picked Michael Jackson's Butterflies because you really hear the soulfulness of his voice. Michael was a soul singer, one of the greatest dancers of all times, one of the greatest entertainers to ever live, period. But he was a real soul singer, and you really hear his voice in this song.
Michael Jackson's Butterflies is going to take us out. To work with him.
It was great because Michael, what was interesting about Michael, what was fascinating about him, was his insatiable need to continue to train and expand his vocabulary in the world of dance, in the world of music. He wanted to learn what it was that he thought he didn't know. He trained with me to learn how to tap dance. He wanted me to teach him how to spin like Baryshnikov. And I said, Michael, but Baryshnikov can't spin like you do, honey. Come on, let it go.
It's been such a joy to have you with us.
Thank you, Chris.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.